exactly the opposite, Carole King. It's right on time. 9:16 on your Throwback Thursday morning. Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, in the studio on Victory Avenue. Yes, a little chilly out there. I made a huge mistake, ladies and gentlemen. It very rarely happens to me, but I made a huge mistake. When I was approached about this position here at WRJN, I had a talk with God. And I said I would move from Tampa back to Wisconsin after 21 years if we would have a mild winter. And because of my close personal relationship with the Almighty, well, we all enjoyed a very mild winter here in southern Wisconsin. But I really made a huge mistake. I should have said, have an actual spring and a beautiful summer as well. I had not read Donald Trump's book yet, The Art of the Deal. So I messed up on my deal with the Creator. We've got a huge program for you on this Throwback Thursday. Later on this hour, after the great Tom Cargo's news, we're going to be talking with author Faye Houston, who wrote a book called The Invisible Enemy. And the topic is, should medical freedom of choice be a constitutionally guaranteed right? Obviously, Obamacare, huge in the news, as it always is. Republicans still threatening to repeal and replace Obamacare. Premiums going up, people not being able to keep their insurance, people not being able to keep their doctor. And so that will be fascinating. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, our community conversation with Mr. Racine. Mark Eichhorst will be in studio. Mark is here right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm not going to ask you how you are because you're blessed. I know that already.
Absolutely.
So what do we got on tap for 10 o'clock?
Joe Mooney will be calling in and we'll be talking about the final Animal Crackers, which is this Saturday.
The Animal Crackers Jazz Series, the Jeans Jazz
Series. I'm sorry, the Jeans Jazz Series. Animal Crackers is at the zoo this summer. But we'll also be talking about that a little bit.
Love Joe Mooney. And then we have our segment with the Volunteer Center of Racine County.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about one of the real rites of spring here in Racine, Wisconsin, and that's the Kiwanis Pancake Day coming up on...
The what?
The Kiwanis Pancake Day.
When is that?
It'll be coming up in just a couple of weeks on a Saturday, and I think it's the 7th. And we'll talk about that. I mean, literally serve thousands and thousands of people that day. It's a lot of fun, a lot of volunteers, and the monies go for our area.
Please make a call before they come in. I want some pancakes in the studio.
They won't bring them today. They're not making them yet today.
Well, Mark, if you don't ask, you don't know.
I'm telling you.
You know the scripture.
I gave you the
have
answer.
Not because you ask not. Cubbies and Brew Crew got rained out.
Yeah, you know, I had heard that about noon yesterday. They said they thought that game would get canceled early because the weather forecast was not that favorable. Night before they played, and basically it was wind chill, 32 degrees. Not good weather to play baseball in. Arrieta was going last night. They were kind of looking at maybe getting him an extra day's rest because he threw something like 119 pitches in his no-hitter. So it'll be a little bit iffy today whether they play or not, too.
Well, they have an afternoon game. They have not rescheduled the rainout yesterday, but Arrieta is scheduled to go this afternoon at Wrigley.
Right.
Jake Arrieta, of course, pitched a no-hitter, has pitched two no-hitters in his last 11 starts going back to last year, has won 15 out of his last 16 starts. Unbelievable.
With an ERA of 0.07, something like that.
Imagine being a Cubs fan that has purchased a ticket thinking that you're going to see Jake Arrieta, and then the game gets canceled.
Yeah, a lot of disappointment there.
Yeah, but I think people are just excited with what's going on. The Cubs have had the best start to a season since their 1907 season, right now. And they won the World Series in 1907.
Right.
And you know what happened the next year?
Did they win it again?
They won it again, and that was the last time that the Cubs won a World Series.
And you know what happened in 1906?
What happened in 1906? Did they win it that year, too?
No, but they were in the World Series against the Chicago White Sox.
Wow.
And the White Sox are doing absolutely fantastic. Probably have the best pitching staff in baseball right now.
110 years ago.
Yeah.
If the White Sox and Cubs would play in the World Series, that would be the sign of the apocalypse right there.
I think I'd have to agree with you.
All right, well.
Also tonight, of course, we got the NFL draft starting. Any interest in that for you?
Absolutely none.
None, really? That surprises me.
I have zero interest, because it doesn't make a difference who teams draft. You have guys like Tom Brady who end up getting drafted, you know, in the sixth round or whatever he was drafted by the New England Patriots, and then what happens. Aaron Rodgers fell to the 27th pick overall. Remember, he was just sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting.
Right, I remember.
And he becomes Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it means absolutely nothing, but it means a lot to Mike Clemens, because he is going to cover the Packers draft in Green Bay tonight. So your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host will be filling in at 5:30 tomorrow morning.
Hey, welcome to my world.
What do you mean, welcome to your world?
I get up at 4 o'clock every morning.
So do I.
And I'm usually working by 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Me too. But I drink coffee.
No,
I don't. You don't drink coffee.
Nope.
See, the coffee was probably what saved me from heart trouble. Yes, I'll be in at 5:30, substituting for Mike Clemens tomorrow. And then we have a little mixed-up day, but I enjoy it because then I get to talk to the great Tom Carco more.
You know, I mean, speaking of Mike Clemens, I really enjoy his insight into football and his interviews. I mean, I hear him ask questions that a lot of people don't. You know, it's not just the regular questions. I think Mike does a great job for us.
No doubt about it. The morning show is phenomenal. What kind of question would Mike Clemens ask that you wouldn't hear anybody ask?
Sometimes, let's see, who is the running back for the Packers? Lacey, Eddie Lacey. He talked to him about his bout with asthma one time, you know. Thought that was very, very interesting. Mike is a very good sports person.
Mike is a great broadcaster.
And a great broadcaster. And you know what? We got to take our hats off to our news team, too, winning 4 awards.
They won 4 Midwest News Awards, the great Tom Carco, Janet Hoff. We'll talk to Tom about that later. But speaking of the signs of the apocalypse, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday Ted Cruz, Lion Ted, announced a running mate. Here's a man that is not going to be a nominee. He has no mathematical possibility to get to the 1237 before the convention in Cleveland. And yet, in a classic Hail Mary, announces Carly Fiorina as his vice presidential running mate. This is, to say this smacks of desperation would be the understatement of the year. Now, I told you beautiful humans a long time ago that Ted Cruz would never be president because he used as a pejorative the term Jiminy Crickets. And nobody in the year 2016 that says Jiminy Crickets is going to be elected president. We elect presidents that talk like Donald Trump does, or that like Barack Obama does, or as Vice President Crazy Uncle Joe Biden famously said when Obama came out to take his bow for getting Obamacare passed. Remember, Joe Biden was standing behind the podium and told the president, "This is a big effing deal." That's how people talk in 2016. They've always talked that way. But now it's out in the open. But Ted Cruz demonstrated once again yesterday that he has no idea what he's doing. And Carly Fiorina, who is a really smart person. I mean, I was very impressed with her scope of knowledge, with her ability to communicate, with the very pointed and sharp attacks that she brought to Hillary Clinton during the Republican presidential campaign and during the debates especially. She really shined. And she was really critical of Ted Cruz until she dropped out. And she don't want Donald Trump. Remember, Donald Trump criticized Carly Fiorina's appearance. Trump walked that back, but Trump literally said, "Look at that face. That is not the face of a president." Well, Carly had her own Jiminy Crickets moment. It's kind of like the moment when Michael Dukakis put on a helmet in a tank when he was running against George H.W. Bush. That moment, that image sunk his campaign because he looked like Rocky the Flying Squirrel. You don't do that. When Ted Cruz was here in Wisconsin, they wanted to put a cheese head on him. And he smartly that time declined because you don't want to put things on your head when you're running for president. But yesterday, if Carly Fiorina ever had a chance in the future for political office, she sunk it when Ted Cruz announced her as his running mate, and then this happened.
We've been traveling around the country, and I've come to know Ted and Heidi and Caroline and Catherine. I know two girls that I just adore. I'm so happy I can see them more. 'Cause we travel on the bus all day. We get to play. We get to play. I won't bore you with any more of the song.
No, Carly, it wasn't boring. It was creepy. That was like Carly Fiorina's Children of the Corn moment. You can't do that. See, the reason that Carly Fiorina did that, ladies and gentlemen, is because she was trying to soften her persona. During the campaign, people complained that she didn't smile enough, she didn't look happy. She was singing a song that apparently she sings with Ted Cruz's daughters on the bus. Here's why, first of all, that was just bizarre. But here is why people are embracing Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump is Donald Trump. And people say, well, he's all things at all times to all people. That's Donald Trump. Donald Trump is one of the classic narcissists of all times. But he's Donald Trump. He's authentic. Now, Cruz tried to steal the news cycle, and in a sense he did. Trump had a major foreign policy speech yesterday where he actually used a teleprompter and is getting pretty high marks from Republicans. Even former U.N. ambassador under George W. Bush, John Bolton, who is no fan of Donald Trump, said it was a pretty solid speech. So Cruz, fine, he sold the news cycle for one day, but then last night, Donald Trump ran out the general in Indiana. Former Indiana Hoosiers basketball coach Bobby Knight. Trump trumped Cruz's pick of Fiorina with having, you could not have a better endorsement in the Hoosier state than Bobby Knight. And Bobby Knight just told it like it was. The same type of personality that Donald Trump has, which is authentic. I don't care what you think about Bobby Knight. He is who he is. Like him, hate him, love him. You got to respect what he did in Indiana. And the fact of the matter is he has produced some tremendous coaches and some tremendous people like Coach Mike Krzyzewski of Duke University. And Krzyzewski loves Bobby Knight. And Bobby Knight graduated his players. People around Donald Trump love Donald Trump. But you can't go out on a political stage and sing a song like that. President Obama can sing. Carly Fiorina, not so much. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. It is 9:30 and time for the great Tom Carco in the news next on WRJN.
Is the open road calling you? Start planning your Wisconsin vacation trip at the Real Racine Visitor Center. Our friendly travel counselors